You're listening to MLB.com Extras, brought to you by MLB.tv. It's baseball everywhere.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to MLB.com Extras. I'm Matthew Leach talking Toronto Blue Jays with MLB.com's Blue Jays beat reporter, Gregor Chisholm. Gregor, what in the world is going on with the rotation? Daniel Norris is out. Albert's got to start. Now Estrada. What's going on with that rotation spot?
Yeah, it's really kind of, I mean, they're looking for results right now. I mean, that's ultimately what it comes down to, and that's something that they haven't gotten through the first month of the season. They ended up kind of pulling the chute a little bit quicker than I was expecting on Norris. That move caught me by surprise, and I think caught a lot of other people by surprise, too. The one thing with that is I think the hope from the organization is that it's a short-term thing. The one thing they like to compare it to is Marcus Stroman coming up last year for a brief period of time. He went down for about 17 days and then eventually found his way up here. So I think the Blue Jays are just kind of hoping that it's a temporary thing where he goes down and works on his secondary pitches, which he was really having a tough time commanding up at the big league level. He was kind of almost becoming a one-pitch guy up here. And when they saw that, they really wanted him to be able to go down and work on some things because that's something you just can't do at this level. So that's a bit of a disappointment, but there's a few other issues that they've had as well. I mean, just the entire staff, 1 through 5, has struggled. Walks have been a major, major concern for this team. And Aaron Sanchez, a guy who's leading the league in walks. And, I mean, he's had now a game where he walked 7. He had another game where he walked 6. I mean, that's something that just can't continue. Even if he's getting some ground balls to escape some of those jams with some double plays, that's a trend that can't continue because ultimately he's eventually going to have to pay for that.
What made Norris the guy, given that nearly everybody in the rotation is having a hard time, and his results at least were at least as good, if not better, than some of the other candidates?
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's one of the reasons why it was such a surprise. And, you know, there were some starts there where, the earned runs weren't there because he was able to get out of some jams. And you know, there was a start recently against the Red Sox where, he was only able to go 3 innings and he threw, high 80s in terms of pitch count. But he didn't give up any runs in that game. And that was a situation where he kept being able to escape those jams. And one of the reasons why is that the one thing he was able to do up here was really limit opponents when there were runners in scoring positions. So that's kind of why I thought they'd give him a little bit more time to kind of work through it up here. But I guess they've seen a few small things that they think that if he goes down, makes 2 or 3 starts in AAA, can hopefully get that worked out and then come back up. But, I mean, he was just kind of one of many problems that they had in the rotation, and he was able to survive, but they want him to excel at this level.
Yeah, meanwhile, Aaron Sanchez has walked nearly a batter an inning over 5 starts. Should he be looking over his shoulder as well?
Well, that was actually the guy I thought that was kind of, in the situation that Norris was, where eventually they might have to make a move, and the command is the main reason why. Now, similarly to Norris, he has been able at least a few times to escape those jams. And so the results haven't been as bad as probably they should have been in some of those starts. He was able to survive, and that's a positive, I guess. But, I mean, those number of walks have just been way too high, and that's something that he simply can't continue. I mean, this is a guy who's probably never, even if he gets into his prime and establishes himself in the big leagues, this isn't a guy who's going to get through many starts without walking a batter. But when you get upwards of 6 and 7 per start, I mean, that's just too many free base runners. And ultimately, that's going to cost him. So for him, it comes down to the fastball command. He's got a sinker that moves all over the place, and he's had a hard time figuring out where it's going at times. And that's something that he's going to have to really fix. But as of right now, I don't think he has to look over his shoulder too much because the Blue Jays are also kind of running out of options here for guys who can come in and make those fill-in starts. Marco Estrada was the first in line, and he's in the rotation now. And, a couple weeks when Norris eventually comes back, if everything goes well in AAA, then Sanchez might have to kind of look over his shoulder a little bit. But for the immediate future, he's safe right now.
Is Sanchez just missing, or is there is there an approach thing? Is he nibbling or missing, or is it some of both?
It's a little bit of both, but this really is a problem that now goes back several years. I mean, this is kind of what we heard about him coming up through the minor leagues, that he'd have these starts where the walks are just way too high, and I think he just has a lot of problems commanding the sinker at times. And I don't think he's trying to be too fine. I think a lot of times he just doesn't really know where the movement is going to go, and he's had a little bit of a problem with his approach. The one surprise was last year when he came up in the bullpen. He didn't have a lot of those issues, and I think there's something to be said for just coming in, almost going at a max effort and kind of just attacking the zone, and that's probably something he has to get back to a little bit. I think early on this season he was a little bit too cautious coming into starts, trying to conserve energy, and that really kind of backfired for him in a start in Baltimore. When he comes in and doesn't worry about the other things quite as much, I think is when he has an opportunity to be more effective.
Mark Burley has struck out six of the last 80 batters he's faced. Drew Hutchison has struck out two of the last 45 batters he's faced. Now, I know Burley is not a strikeout guy, but both of those numbers are way, way too low. How big a concern is it, just broadly, getting away from the back of the rotation? That's something that's not sustainable. You can't win games with your starters not striking anybody out.
No, absolutely. And the big surprise for me has been Hutchison, and that's something that we just haven't seen from him. And there was a start, again, another recent one against Boston, where he didn't strike out a single guy, and he walked five. And that's just not the Drew Hutchison that the Blue Jays have been used to when he was coming up through the minor leagues and during the 2 years that he was on the big league roster. He needs to get back to those put-away pitches, because that's where his strength is. And he just hasn't been able to find a rhythm yet. He's had plenty of run support this year. There's been multiple times now where he's carried a big lead into the third, fourth inning, and he can't get out of the fifth. And when you're staked to a 5-6 run lead, I mean, those are the type of games you absolutely have to win. And he hasn't been able to do that so far. And these are kind of the main reasons why there's so much concern all the way 1 through 5, because there really hasn't been anyone who's kind of taken the reins here. I mean, R.A. Dickey has started to look good over his last few starts. He seems to be turning it around. But with the exception of him, everybody else is really struggling to find a groove. And for some of them, it's mechanics. I think Burley, in his particular case, I think he's banged up a little bit and is trying to, pitch through a little bit of discomfort and trying to, keep that streak alive of not going on the DL. So for every guy, it's kind of a different reason, but overall the group is struggling.
Norris was not the only guy sent down recently, something we had talked about and presumably didn't shock you. Dalton Pompeo was sent down. Is the expectation that that's relatively brief, he'll get his groove back and come back, or is that something where the current state of affairs might be in effect for a while?
I think that's one that could probably become a little bit more of a long-term thing, and I think the main reason for that is the play of Kevin Pillar. He was a guy who came into spring training really kind of with the expectation of being the fourth outfielder, and then the injury to Michael Saunders really presented him with an additional opportunity to seize regular playing time, and he's been one of the pleasant surprises on this team so far. Now, the big concern with him is whether or not he can actually continue that level of production, and he's not a guy who takes many walks at all, and that's a long-term concern. But for the immediate future, he's been providing, gold glove caliber defense in the outfield, really. I mean, he's become a regular on the highlight reels with some of the plays he's been making out there, and he's been doing okay with the bat, and so that really won him the job over Pompey. The one thing that did surprise me about Pompey was the timing of that move, because Batista is still another week away, at least, from playing right field. I kind of thought that the Blue Jays might stick with Pompey at least until Batista was ready to go. But now we've seen kind of a rotation coming through already. Ezekiel Carreras had an opportunity. Chris Colabello was called up this week to get some time in the outfield. So without Pompey, it's almost become kind of a game of musical chairs out there as the Blue Jays try and fill in the gaps until Batista can play defensively.
And you set me right up for my next question, which is what exactly is going on with Batista? How long do you expect him to continue to be limited to DH duty?
It's gone on longer than the Jays had originally hoped for. Originally that was supposed to just, hopefully just be a series or two where he just got some at-bats at DH. But, I mean, his condition, everybody's saying the right things. He's feeling a little bit better, but the fact remains he hasn't picked up a baseball yet since he strained his shoulder against Baltimore going back about almost a week and a half now. There's until he starts a throwing program, it's not going to take him, long like it would a pitcher, obviously, but, I mean, there's still some drills and some things that he's going to have to go through. And that's going to take a few days before he can really start unleashing things without any kind of concern in right field. And the Blue Jays aren't going to put him back there until that no longer becomes an issue. So I think at the very least, it's going to be another seven days. And I think that's if there's some improvement soon. This could be something that, you know, really drags into the middle of May, potentially a tiny bit longer.
One last thing. Michael Saunders getting a little breather here. What's the level of concern over his health status?
He hasn't really looked good since he came up here, and you know, he was we had heard lots of reports of how he was in the minor leagues, and supposedly everything was going just fine down there. But really, since he came up to the big leagues, I mean, that knee has been an issue, and you could see him noticeably hobbling at times. The range in the outfield hasn't been particularly good. I think the expectation is that this is something that will eventually just go away the further he gets removed from surgery, but he had some fluid drained from his knee this week, is available to play, but the Blue Jays are trying to give him a little bit of extra rest as well so that doesn't become any kind of long-term thing and that there's no setback. But clearly he needs a little bit more time, and the Jays are just hoping that he can work through those things at the big league level as opposed to, you know, having another DL stint or something like that and then having to actually leave the team.
All right, well, Gregor Chisholm, thanks for taking some time to talk here on MLB.com Extras, and thanks everybody for listening.
MLB.tv Premium, the number one live streaming sports service, is celebrating 13 years. Watch every out-of-market regular season game live or on demand in true HD. Real-time highlights, live look-ins, pitch tracking widget, and more. MLB.tv Premium includes a free At-Bat 15 subscription. Watch live baseball on over 400 mobile and connected devices. Watch at home, in the office, or on the go. Every night, on every device. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Visit MLB.tv for details.